Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Ken Raff joining you here today. Is, like I always mention, we like to listen to hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but also we like to welcome in guests, and we welcome in back one of our monthly guests, Holly Carlini from the Prairie Arts Center, joining us here today. And first and foremost, Holly, good morning, and how are we doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
We're excited to have you back in, and I know, Holly, last time you were in, we were talking about how, you know, the month's going to go by, school's going to be out, and well, now school's pretty much out.
It is, yeah. Went fast. So we're gearing up for summer and all sorts of programs.
All sorts of programs and so much more fun. But hey, Holly Carlini's joining us here today. We're going to talk about some of the new sculptures at the Prairie Arts Center. It's part of the Sculpture Walk Across Nebraska, but kind of the North Platte version. So have you take it away.
Yeah, so we've been working on this program at the Prairie Arts Center for over a year. Sculpture Walk Across Nebraska started in Norfolk, Grand Island, and has kind of extended to a couple other communities west, including Valentine. I think Columbus is new this year, too. We're new to the program. And so you'll often hear it referred to as SWAN, which is Sculpture Walk Across Nebraska. And our version here is the North Platte Sculpture Walk. What's really cool about this program is you work with all of these other communities and artists from across the United States. And we basically, we find sponsors for the sculptures and we rent them for a year. And so this year we were able to install 6 sculptures. So you'll notice those kind of in the downtown area at the Prairie Arts Center and spread out through downtown. And so we just finished installing those last week.
Very exciting. And, you know, Holly, I've seen a picture. I've seen some of them. They're absolutely beautiful. You could probably vouch beautiful as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of the fun thing about this program, too, is that you bring sculptures of all different types. So you'll find some very modern sculptures, very realistic bronze, kind of more of the rustic theme. So it just really gives people a chance to be exposed to the art. Some of them are interactive. The one that's located by the espresso shop is a life-size bronze, and she has symbols that are around her skirt that you can actually go and play. So, so it just really exposes people to different art forms out there.
Agree 100%. And, you know, one of the cool things, Holly, we were talking about this off air, but now we can say on air to kind of inform our listeners along here with us, is that the sculptures aren't going to stay the same. They're going to rotate, it sounds. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things. So we'll change them out every year, and we will add a new one every year. So while we have 6 this year, we have one that's permanent at the Prairie Arts Center, so that's 7, and then next year we'll have add one more, and so we'll have 8. What's kind of fun about them, if you go and tour or see any of the sculptures, there's some signage on there that will give you the title and who the artist is, and there's a QR code that you can scan, and that will connect you to a site, which is called the AutoCast Tour, and it will basically connect you to the artists, and you can go along a walking tour, find a little bit more about the sculptures, and do it while you can, because next year in May, there'll be a whole new set.
And I like what you said, a walking tour. I mean, we're getting into the warmer season now where it's a great time to walk out, maybe go look at some sculptures and get some exercise in.
Yeah, and we've already seen a lot of families that have taken their kids and they've tried to go and find all of them. And, you know, they're walking distance and you can take your time and do your own guided, self-guided walking tour.
Holly Carlini joining us here in studio today from the Prairie Arts Center. Again, it's our monthly conversation of just what's going on at the Prairie Arts Center. And Holly, as we kind of transition, any final thoughts from the Sculptures of Walk Across Nebraska and then the Sculptures Walk Across the North Platte version?
We're just really excited to have them. I think it adds a little flair into the area. It will bring people in to, see the different artists. The artists range coming from Minneapolis, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, South Dakota. We're not the only state that does this as well. There's many other states. So we're just really excited to be jumping on that train for the outdoor sculpture walks.
Well, perfect there. And then, Holly, it's summertime. Won't go into too much detail because there's lots we can talk about, but classes. We have some classes coming up here in the summer.
Yeah, so next week we kick off our kids' classes, and those are every Wednesday and Thursday throughout the entire summer months leading up into school. You can pop on our website under classes and find all of the kids' classes that are available. Some of them are sold out, They were really popular this year for the younger kids, so we expanded those. But there are still some available, so go ahead and pop on our website at prairieartcenter.org and check them out. Get your kids in classes. Get them creating this summer.
Agree 100%. And for folks, for any of those, for any classes, kids or adults, you can also check out that link to see what they have available. Holly, final thoughts before we let you go.
Yeah, we're just excited for all of the galleries and events that we have coming up, and great time for artists to enter their Nebraska Land Day art pieces as well.
Yeah, Nebraska Land Day, as you just mentioned, that's going to be before we know it.
I know. We've already had quite a few pieces come in, so we're gearing up for another great year.
Should be a fun year. Should be a fun time. Holly, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here on Good Morning North Platte.